The prospect of an ISIS terrorist attack is very scary. Scary enough for adults, obviously, and so it can be extremely anxiety-producing for kids. In fact, the child of one of our colleagues here at WTOP recently asked if it's true ISIS is going to attack D.C. And that's a sentiment likely being echoed in a lot of homes across our area and across the country. And joining us live now in the studio to talk more about how to reassure a scared child is parenting blogger Leslie Morgensteiner of ModernMom.com. Leslie, unfortunately, this is part of our world today. Is there a way we can make our kids feel safe in a world that really isn't safe anymore?
Well, I think that there are ways that we can do it. And with that, living here in the D.C. area, we have an obligation to do it because D.C. is such a target. So I think there are a couple things that you need to do as a parent. First of all, assume that your kids have heard about this. The news is everywhere. Remember that kids are kids, and they process information in very different ways than adults, and stuff that can be disturbing for us could truly be traumatic for kids, especially because the news is all designed for adults. You know, with a few exceptions, the news on the TV, radio, and internet is all very sophisticated. Mm-hmm. And I think the other thing to keep in mind is that kids don't need to be constantly happy or protected from bad news. They need to understand what's going on around them. And so even in tough times like this, we parents should tell them the truth, often in simple terms, and help them process it. Because it's actually far worse if we maintain what experts call the cycle of silence, where kids know something's wrong, but the adults in their lives refuse to talk to them about it.
Can you bring up possible versus probable, and will they understand that?
It depends on the age of the kid. You know, like really little kids, toddlers, I think that they might be aware of stuff that's going on and you can reassure them quite simply. The trickiest thing is older kids who understand what's going on and are afraid but can't place it in any sort of context. So I think you have to emphasize to kids that even though these attacks are happening and several have happened in the last couple of weeks, that they're still very rare. And it's extremely unlikely that anything will happen to us or to them, even in the Washington area.
I would assume that, like with a lot of things that can cause anxiety in kids, it's probably a good idea to listen to their questions and respond accordingly rather than sort of approaching them with this and bringing it up without them even bringing
right.
it to you first.
That's a great point. I mean, I think it's a good idea just to check in with your kids and mm-hmm. say, what have you heard?
Right.
And listen to them and see what they have to say. And, you know, my daughter came to me yesterday and said that friends of hers had been traveling over the weekend and they had watched a Middle Eastern family be detained and searched at an airport in the United States, and how disturbing it was for everybody to see that happen. So I think, and I never would have known that that was what was on her mind mm-hmm. if I hadn't asked. So check in first instead of launching into a big complicated lecture.
Could it be helpful to point out police and security and just say, listen, these people are working all the time to keep us safe?
Right. That's a great point. I spent this morning explaining to my daughter the difference between the CIA and the FBI and their different roles. And you know, even though this is a very difficult situation, there are a lot of upsides to just talking to your kids about this difficult situation, educating them and make them feel safe. And I also would say that there are times where we need to turn off the TV and the radio and take them away from the internet, because mm-hmm. some of the scenes are very graphic and really disturbing, and it's too much for us sometimes and it's too much for kids. So you have to find that balance between not talking to them at all mm-hmm. and protecting them from too much, especially repeat graphic information.
Leslie, always great to have you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.